One of the questions that I'm going to answer today is birth safe or is it unsafe? So really, it's both. I mean, if it wasn't safe, we wouldn't have as many people on the planet as we do now. And it is also unsafe because any woman who isn't pregnant is less likely to have some problems come up. And when she's pregnant, there's a baby as well. So that baby may have problems as well. But safe really implies death. Sometimes it implies injury, but mostly implies death. And the reality is that you or your baby are much more likely to die at any other time in your life than from giving birth or being born. Even though the UN is very focused on maternal health issues and the fact that 500,000 women die each year from pregnancy and giving birth, the reality is that they die of many, many complicated issues, some of which are poverty. But if you take a look at 500,000 worldwide and you compare that to how many people who die in car accidents or other accidents or childhood accidents or cancers, then it's a small amount. That doesn't mean that we don't want to attend to the care in pregnancy and childbirth. It just means that we need to be really realistic about it. And we have to understand what the word problem means in pregnancy and childbirth. At the present time, and for the past few generations, the medical profession has said to women, well, if there is a problem. But what you have to remember is that there is no generic problem. If you don't have high blood pressure or gestational diabetes, you don't have those problems. If you're not pregnant with twins, you don't have a twin problem. If your baby isn't breech, you don't have a breech problem. So it's really, really important that you determine if there are any problems impacting your pregnancy and your baby. And the reality is that there are very healthy women and healthy babies that do have problems in childbirth. So we do have a bit of a complexity. Birth is safe and it's unsafe, and sometimes unsafe things happen without preconditions, or that's what it appears to be. If a baby's cord's wrapped around its neck, it isn't always diagnosed. If a baby has certain birth defects, it isn't always diagnosed, even with the modern maternity care around it. So how does birthing better with the pink kit method fit into this? Well, first of all, you get the opportunity to try to prevent and reduce some of the problems that could occur. The most frequent cause of having a cesarean nowadays is called a failure to progress. That means this big object inside you has difficulty coming down through and out your body. So during your pregnancy with the pink kit package, you can prepare your pregnant body to become a birthing body and learn how to open up. Yes, open up to let your baby out. And we're often given incorrect information. For instance, pregnant women are told to do pelvic floor, Kegel exercises. Tense up down there now. If you have strong muscles down there, how do you let a big object the size of a grapefruit come down through and out? We've been told if you have back labor, press on your sacrum. Well, that relieves some of the discomfort, but it closes the space to the baby. We've been told if the contractions are overwhelming, if the pain's very intense, to get on your hands and knees and back the contractions off. But basically, painful contractions can mean a progressing labor, in which case it will be over with sooner, and you get on your hands and knees, and the labor lasts for hours and hours and hours. So this is somewhat not safe, having a woman have a major abdominal surgery, whether it's right or wrong or good or bad. We at Common Knowledge have absolutely no judgment about it, but it is major abdominal surgery. So that adds to the issue of safe and unsafe. So what we want you to know is, one is you can prepare your pregnant body to become a birthing body. That's really important. And also because safe and unsafe is confused a bit with pain management. So when we used to hear in the olden days, oh, women suffered in childbirth, it wasn't because there was a problem or that the birth was unsafe. It was that they couldn't cope with the natural occurring pain because they didn't have the skills. Because up till now, people have said, well, there's no way to know what your birth's going to be like, so really there's no way you can prepare for it. But that's silly. There's no way you can prepare for the next moment. But humans love being skilled, and because you're pregnant, you are 100% guaranteed to have a birth at some point. And it's an activity. You don't go from A to B in terms of distance. You go from A to B in terms of time, which means that birth takes place over time, and it's an activity you then have to do. So when we talk about safety in childbirth or the lack of safety in childbirth, we also have to talk about the management of pain, your management of pain. So with the skills, once you've prepared your pregnant body to become a birthing body, you and your partner will learn the shared skills in the Pink Kit package. That means you have to learn skills so that you can cope and work with and manage the birth pain, and your partner's there to help you do that. It helps to have somebody who can help. And when you share the same set of skills, then you work better as a team. It's really, really important. And the reality is if you can work with a natural occurring pain by opening up and creating soft, relaxed inside of your body so that your baby moves down through your body easier, if you can read the contractions and make certain the contractions maintain their bell-shaped curve, and you can work through each of the five phases, and you can keep your labor progressing, then there are certain problems that can occur from delayed labors that you can reduce or prevent. The same way, if you prepare your baby's birth canal or your vagina, and you stop the baby from being delayed in the delivery stage, then you can prevent some of the problems or reduce the trauma to you or your baby. You can help create safety for yourself and your baby, and your partner can do it with you. And why is that important? Because as parents, we need to have a sense of being able to protect ourselves and protect our children. So the Pink Kit package is there to give you all the skills you need as a birthing woman, as a birth coaching dad. And a large part of it is you want the skills not to just manage and cope with what goes on in the birth, but also to prevent and reduce some of the potential risks that do make birth unsafe.